What's the best CRM? The one that you use. Sales Engine, the CRM for the reverse mortgage professional. Simple, powerful, and effective. For more information, visit reversefocus.com or email info@reversefocus.com. The Washington Post editorial board says that the reverse mortgage overhaul was a welcome change. One reverse mortgage pioneer and economist speaks out on recent policy. The surge is coming, and financial professionals challenge a recent CFPB warning on using a HECM to delay Social Security benefits. You're listening to episode 481 for Monday, September 11th. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us. And unless you've been in a state of suspended animation, you know that the world has changed for reverse mortgage lending, and many of our stories are going to center on that. Our first is a Washington Post official editorial says that the reverse mortgage overhaul was a welcome change. Last Tuesday, the Washington Post editorial board actually supported Donald Trump's recent announcement of HECM reforms, and they said that it will forever transform reverse mortgage lending. The editorial board says in part that the federal government does have the right to intervene in the economy, but to divert resources from less affluent first-time homebuyers to seniors who already own homes would not be at the top of their list. What they're referring to is the fact that while the MMI fund does separate the HECM from the traditional mortgage lending, it really could be a drag on the FHA program overall with the projected losses. So they said kudos to the Trump administration for deciding to rein in the dubious use of the federal balance sheet. Now, property taxes and insurance, they do point out that it is an issue. The WA Post says that more than 18% of reverse mortgages taken out from 2009 to 2016 are expected to go in default for non-payment of property charges. And they say that's just one of the risks in FHA's 650,000-plus loan portfolio. Since 2009, they said that FHA's reserve fund has suffered losses of $12 billion. Now, the new rules announced by Secretary Carson, that is the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, they said it should help ensure that reverse mortgages only go to the borrowers who are capable, that is financially, of handling them. That is making ongoing payments, and limit the drain on FHA's reserve. The editorial also says that it is better for the government to be more open and transparent about helping seniors rather than masking the help through a reverse mortgage and using a federally insured mortgage loan to do so. And in our next story, a name that you most likely have never heard is Yung-Ping Chen. Reverse Mortgage Daily interviewed this gentleman. Why? Because he could actually be the pioneer of the concept behind the reverse mortgage. As a gerontologist and economist, he publicly spoke about using home equity in the 1960s. Mr. Chen is a learned man. He studied economics and also international law before teaching over a span of 50 years at UCLA and the University of Massachusetts, Boston. Now, he actually took the abstract idea of using home equity to make it a practical, intangible financial instrument that did plant the seeds of today's reverse mortgage. Now, speaking about the changes that just recently happened, he says the challenge for policy development is to ensure greater old age economic security, but to find approaches that really balance the individual and collective responsibilities. And responsibility, folks, is a word that we've heard a lot in reverse mortgage lending before and then, of course, after the enactment of the financial assessment. Mr. Chen says individuals and their families are part of the individual responsibility. The collective responsibility is by an array of public sector policies. It could be federal, state, or local government. Now, he believes that the needs of older Americans should be met on a four-level approach, and that would expand from the three-level approach of the last century. Mr. Chen says we need to balance individual and collective responsibilities as we marshal our resources, public and private. HUD's recently announced changes to the home equity conversion mortgage blindsided our industry. Now, we have less than a month to go. That is October 2nd. But many in the industry have predicted a rush of applications, not surprisingly. And counselors already are seeing a spike in volume. Yes, I'm swamped, said Frank Kotz. He's a housing counselor and also a staff attorney for the Massachusetts-based Community Service Network, which provides HECM counseling services. He has already filled up almost 2 weeks of HECM counseling sessions, probably more by the time this podcast airs. Now, many are actually trying to claim an emergency, that is, those who are seeking a counseling appointment. This is going to hurt a lot of people because that change in what they can get out of it makes a big difference, says Kotz. He also says there's an emphasis on borrowers, at least for prioritizing, for those that are looking to pay off an existing mortgage and who could be disqualified. Now, it is too early right now to tell what the application increase is going to be, but Megan Lawler, who is president of the reverse mortgage LOS system, BayDocs, says she hasn't seen a big, huge surplus of applications, that is, but she does expect a pickup in the next coming weeks. Lawler said, "I think the industry is still digesting it, but it's kind of all at once with the final rule implementation and then with this new change." Now, Kotz, speaking about the decision by HUD, says he's disappointed that the industry was only given 1 month really to absorb this massive change. And he said that the entire point of counseling is to give information to the prospective borrower and then not rush them. Give them time to think about it. Kotz says right now they can't. Now, HUD, he says, should have given lenders, borrowers, and counselors at least until November to sort out the details, although he said that he would have found that also to be too short of a time frame. "Why so soon? You gave us less than a month," said Kotz. "This has been talked about for ages." Many have also speculated that the changes were designed to coincide with the beginning of the new federal fiscal year on October 1st. And in our last story, financial professionals push back on the CFPB's warning against using a reverse mortgage to postpone taking Social Security benefits. Financial planners are still responding in the wake of the CFPB or the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's report warning against using reverse mortgages to delay Social Security payments. Well, American College's financial service professor, Jamie Hopkins, took exception and also put pen in hand and submitted articles to Forbes and The Hill rebutting the CFPB's position. "If anything, the strategy is probably vastly underused, not over," wrote Hopkins and Forbes. Now, one of the main benefits of using Social Security delay tactics as long as possible comes from protecting against a longer than expected retirement. That is, outliving one's money, a common problem here in the States. And it's something that the CFPB did not even consider, says Hopkins, basing its analysis on the average lifespan of American retirees. He also objected on how the Bureau calculated the cost of the reverse mortgages, claiming that they inflated the overall cost. Curtis Cloak, a retirement planner in Iowa, said that the Bureau didn't even think about the tax implications at all in their advisory warning, and they did not look at how Social Security benefits can actually impact a retiree's taxable income. Cloak told Investment News, "Depending on the total household income, the reverse mortgage creates cash flow without tax, while the Social Security benefit could create tax." A very valid point, as I have personally seen dozens of seniors pushed into a higher marginal tax bracket due to Social Security income. And that concludes this week's episode of Reverse Focus Weekly, the nation's only weekly podcast for the reverse mortgage professional. Also, be sure to visit HECMWorld.com for the latest breaking news, commentary, and our weekly videos and articles. We'd like to thank our podcast sponsor who made this broadcast possible. Thank you again for listening, and have a great week.